Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
in audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa. Good evening, and welcome to the Girlfriend Network. First, I want to introduce my fabulous co-host and partner in crime, Tahira Sutton. What's up, girl?
Hi, Nikom. Welcome, Love Zone listeners. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm excited. I can't wait to get into this topic.
I know you are. I know
you are. So juicy.
Yes, and for our listeners, we're very excited to talk to Jarrah Everett, author of the book The Jump Off. She's going to come on and she's going to talk to us about her personal experiences that she's had as a jump off. And she's kind of written like a memoir about her experiences in this great tell-all book. So I'm excited to talk to her too and see what she has to say.
Absolutely.
So, and speaking of jump off, you know what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, this is the Love Zone. And
yes,
definitely give us a call, guys. Our number is 347-539-5729. We want to hear from you. Some guys call in, too. Let us know how you feel about this topic. And
exactly.
Go ahead, Nikom. I'm ready.
Well, of course, you know, I have to relate the topic to you and I as far as, have you ever been in the situation of being a jump off? And if you were, did you know it? Did you not know it? And how did it make you feel? And what got you there?
Okay. All right. I'm on the hot plate. Yes, I have been. I believe so. And one I did know and one I did not know.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So
my answer is yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about when you did know. Like, you know, what are the
scandalous
reasons to be? So, hey, what are the reasons for being a jump off? Is it because you're in it for something, or are they providing for you, or is it just a strong light for that person and you know that they have another relationship going but you don't care, or are you in it just to get what you can get out of that individual?
At that point in time, and I can't wait to speak to Jarrah Everett in regards to this, I just believe at that point in time, what I was looking for is I wasn't looking for a relationship, and it was just more a relationship, more of convenience for me at that point in time. So I did not care, and I'm sorry to be so honest at that point of time.
Right. No, I think we all can relate to that, and there's a period in our lives where we don't care, where we're reckless, we don't give a damn about the next person's feelings, and, you know, we just do what makes us feel good. And for those of you who don't know what a jump off is, it's defined by the Urban Dictionary as a casual sexual partner or girlfriend. She could be that booty call, she could be the side piece, she could be the person that you can call up at any time, and she's down for fun with no headaches, no questions, and when the deed is done, you go on back, and you go back to your lives, and that's basically all it is. But at some point, you know, I always feel like someone is going to catch feelings. Someone could get hurt. How do you separate yourself from that? Because women, especially women, were very emotional. So it just often intrigues me how that works over a long period of time, especially when you're in it and then you got holidays and you got birthdays and this man is going home to his relationship and his family, and you know, you realize at some point I'm just a sexual object. That's all he wants me for. To me, it can seem a little bit, you know, degrading and
it's tough. It's mental. It's really tough, but, you know, there's women out there and that do it, and it's convenient for them. So I'm not knocking anybody's, you know, choice.
No.
For me, it wasn't for me. You asked me the question. I said yes one time I knew and one time I didn't. It wasn't the thing that made me happy. I did try it, but eventually with me, I had to grow. I needed more. So it wasn't a situation that worked out for me. But So, and then I did catch feelings, and I did start to like this person. So it didn't work out for me. So I wanted more, and I guess that was my downfall in the jump off situation. It just wasn't something that worked for me, but it was fun.
It was fun. But, all right, so, T, before we go to break, just tell me, like, what did you get out of it, though? Was it just sexual pleasure, or were you actually getting dinners? Were you getting gifts? I mean, what were the other perks?
I don't believe it was perks because at that point in time, I think it definitely was sexual, and it definitely was, like, what I was not getting in my relationship was provided in that relationship. So it's simple things like listening to me. And things like that. I'm telling all my business. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to keep it honest to the love zone. So things that I wasn't getting it, how they say if you don't get it at home, you'll find a place to get it. I really, really believed that at that point. So it was more emotional that I was looking for, and even though the vehicle was sexual, but the emotional was there as well.
Right.
Did I answer your question?
You did, and thank you very much for your honesty. Listeners, I'm sure you can appreciate that. And don't forget, if you want to call in and talk to me or T or Jara, which we're about to have her on, please call 347-539-5729. T, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Jara Everett on the line with us.
Okay, sounds good.
Whoa.
Club case, I'm jump wrong. Back up for the high, but the pump wrong. In the graveyard is where you get jumped wrong. All we wanna do is party. Invite everybody at the bar party. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. Try to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for
my
people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out for the bees. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back. And I'm sitting on chrome, 7 times
set
back.
Set up to my beat, with the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben.
He rep the boys. If you rep your hood, then make some noise. I got my eye on a guy in a orange coat. Don't need no Queen Bee, got the ill deep throat. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear. My whoa, shake up the dice. Throw down your ice. Bet it all, play a price. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, pop the same thing twice. My thumb on my, squeeze on my, squeeze on my. Give me some step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the hat. But you know what we about. Sex and cash.
On my feet, with the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalade 23-inch rim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tim. Keep your bread up.
Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you're more freaky and you want me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chick by the layer, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. I'm on the dance floor, don't hurt nobody,
body.
I'm the one to put the range in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the range,
yo,
it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn Nick here. We gon' do this just like
hey,
Big Papa did.
Put on my feet, with the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalade 23-inch rim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tim. Keep your bread up. Y'all, keep your bread up, yeah, and worldwide, stateside, yeah, man, Queen B, LB, 2003, why not, to make it high, come through,
hold up, spot. Come on. Yeah. Hey, yo. She back at it. Why wouldn't she be? Come on. Yeah. The B.I.G. Freaky Top. Yeah, yeah, yeah. L. Write 'em.
With a dame, I get it drunk. You came to get it on. More than 5 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that bank and get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that, twerk that. Nope. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Then you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut a after we done, it wasn't worth that. So we am responsible for bringing dirt back. She has the bar style and she's throwing it up. She drank a little Hypno, throwing it up. But I'm only dealing with freaks that wanna cut mine. If you agree and want nut, can't sort of get it played late night on BT Uncut.
Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it out.
I see some haters grilling. I see some ladies chilling. I see that girly I've been plotting to get. You got hop in the whip and we go.
Bump it out.
Okay, we was leaving, we was done. She said, can my people come? Here we go, I see you, don't stop. They wanna ride in something with a rim, don't stop. Look, baby, you fine, but your girlfriend's not. And as you wanna hold out, getting cute on the phone. I ain't gotta be bothered, be cute on your own. My jump off doesn't run off its amount so much. My jump off never asks why I go out so much. My jump off never has me going out of my way. And she don't want nothing on Valentine's Day. My jump off don't argue and get rebellious. And she don't mind hanging out with the fellas. My jump off's not insecure or jealous. Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Y'all dudes, she's talking about the ice and all the shine to it. That's a white gold cross with a real fine cubic. Might wanna fall in love like I'm Cupid. Telling me she don't get brain like I'm stupid. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. Get it?
Nope. Think about it.
The game is bad, playoff. Ain't it bad, playoff? Don't worry, Joey, it's changing back, playoff. Might have heard me spitting with Kane, it's bad, playoff. I got it set for just bring it back, playoff. Banging slap, playoff. Front man no longer playing a back, playoff. Playing is that, playoff. 808 bumping, bang the track. Playoff, want my second win, change the back playoff. Jump off, one man gang, I'm back playoff. Look, what you want, boss? Double clip, pump, ride, ride, slump, jump off, homie, jump off. All these haters on my won't jump off. But all the streets need is jump off. Jump off.
Let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing. Let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing. Let me do my thing.
Pump it out.
Do your thing. Let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing. Let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing. Let me do my thing.
Pump it out.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing. I'll be spending the evening with you, my fans, in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone. So be sure to tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone, in the love zone.
often imitated but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, and I'm one of your hosts, Nicole Martin, and I just want to let our listeners know that you can access our show at the following apps: Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, and also at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/LoveZoneUSA. Hip Hop, my lovely co-host and partner in crime, Tahira Sutton, is also with us.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm told that Jara Everett, author of the book, The Jump Off, is on the phone with us. So without further ado, Jara, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jara.
Hi, Joanne.
Good. How are you?
Are we saying your name correctly, first of all? I hate to mutilate someone's name.
Say it again.
Are we saying your name correctly?
It's Jara.
Jara. Okay. Thanks, Jara. So welcome to the show. We're very excited to talk to you. You sound really low. Can you adjust your volume, or I don't know why you sound muffled and you sound low.
Okay. Can you guys hear me better?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm in the back of my house, and it's, like, really, like, the ceilings are tall, so that's probably why you hear the echo.
Okay.
Just
we can hear
right
you much
there.
Better
just,
now.
Stay there. Just okay. Stay right there.
Okay.
So we want to welcome you to the Love Zone Network, the Girlfriend Network. I'm just so excited about this book. Tell us about the book. Tell our listeners where they can get the book, and we'll get into, you know, what the book is about and everything. I just love
okay.
this topic.
No problem. Well, the book is called Jump Off, Hip Hop Mistress Tell All. So basically, the book, the title speaks for itself. However you want to interpret it, you can interpret it for the listeners, whoever. Whoever is interested or whoever wants to know what a jump off is, it's really however you interpret it. You can get this book anywhere. You can log online. You can go to Kindle. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to you can go anywhere, and it's through Print House Books Publishing. And also, even if you go to my page, I have this book, which is Jara Everett. Also Instagram, which is The Real Jara Everett, and also Twitter, which is Jara Everett. So pretty much you just put my name in, you can just see Print House Publishing, and then you can just Print House Books. You can go anywhere to get this book.
Okay. So with that being said, Jara, can you tell us about how did you become a jump off? How did you say that this is okay and this is the way I'm going to live my life? What
well, it's basically, I'm sure, I'm not sure who am I speaking with, but this book is called Jump Off because I'm just new to the segment of my life. And mm-hmm. the reason why I titled it Jump Off is because, you know, I really didn't have, like, a permanent relationship with probably 80% of the men that I was encountered with. And that's only because I was in the industry, still is in the
mm-hmm.
industry. But doing music and doing acting and doing entertainment, that's what it is. It's a nasty world. It's point blank. I mean, no one wants to know or listen to it, but nothing in this society is good anymore, and that's just how I look at life. I mean, you just got to keep prayed up every day, but it is what it is. So I'm just giving it to you. I'm going to be real. I'm one of those sisters out there who's talking real and being real about it.
We definitely appreciate your honesty. I mean, it sounds like this is coming from a real place, and you're stepping up to talk about, like, a real topic. And if you know, you're happy, this makes you happy, no problem. Did you ever want to, did you ever want more from these men, like to see them,
well,
you know, because.
When you're in the industry, you ladies are in the industry yourself, obviously.
Yes.
You were working at the radio. So
mm-hmm.
my thing is, I'm bringing it to you straight. I'm bringing it to you live what it's about. A lot of people don't want to be real with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, maybe I was in a position. I wasn't, not maybe, but I was in a position of being a jump-off, and I had jump-off myself. So jump-off is not just for women, and that's what I wanted to bring forth to people in general,
mm-hmm.
not just for women, but it's for men and women. A man could be a jump-off. So this
absolutely.
Is not here for women. I mean, man, this is, I mean, come on. It's just that now you have a heavyweight female who's just bringing it to you like a man bring it to you. I fell into things where I had no heart for these guys, and they probably had no heart for me. And it's just
mm-hmm.
as simple as that.
Hey, John, that's the thing. That's the thing that I want to talk about. Like, how do you separate that? How do you actually go into it and not catch feelings and not be emotional over a guy and you're being intimate with him? And I
easy.
Assume,
when you're a smart cookie like me, you just got, you know what you're doing. You know what you're out to get. When I first started in the business, Artelli brought me into it. And
mm-hmm.
I knew what he was about. So if you know what a person is about before you go into it, then you know how to treat them and you know how to handle them. I just thank God that I was one of those who just knew how to step into this industry like a man. And I still am that today.
Mm.
I don't play around. The thing about it is with this industry, you have to be tough. And
yes,
if you're a female
absolutely.
In this industry, you have to be just
mm-hmm.
as tough as a male because they will
mm-hmm.
walk all over you. So instead of them walking all over me, I allowed them to do what they wanted to do when I wanted them to do it. And then there were other things that I wanted to do, and I made sure that they were done.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So
no, I definitely understand what you're saying as far as like in the industry. I'm in the industry to model and sing and do other things as well. And it's definitely a man's world. So you put on more of a man's mentality in this man world that we live
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
I can definitely
you can't
identify
fall into this
that.
Industry trying to have
mm-hmm.
a relationship with guys or just fall in love. No, I'm sorry. And you know, a lot of people might not want to admit it, but love just don't happen like that. It takes time. It takes work. It's like a job. You have to work at it every day. Like a marriage, you have to work at it every day. You don't just simply say, oh, I love this person. Because even if you do love this person or you think you love this person, there's always a woman